Good evening. This is Melvin Thornhill.
And this is Robin Thornhill.
Welcome to Destiny New Image Ministries podcast. Hi, and welcome. This is Melvin Thornhill. Robin and I are happy you decided to join us this evening. Tonight's podcast number 43, is entitled The Spirit of Faith. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for just another opportunity of being able to come and share in your word to gain greater understanding and revelation of how we should live our Christian lives. We thank you for those who have joined us this evening. We ask that words that I share will encourage their hearts. Not only that, but they would learn and follow the prescription that you have set forth in Scripture to live by the Spirit of Faith. So tonight I want to highlight 3 points very briefly to remind us of the Spirit of Faith works. Number one, I'm going to share with you the what of the Spirit of Faith. Number two, I'm going to share with you when do we use the Spirit of Faith? And number three, I'm going to share with you how to use the Spirit of Faith. The simplest way for me to tell you what the Spirit of Faith is to tell you what it is not. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." We do not fear. We have not the spirit of fear in our Christian walk. There are many, many types of spirits that you can follow you in your life. And I'll explain what that phrase means shortly. You could have a spirit of defeat. You could have a spirit of doubt. You could have a spirit of unbelief. You could have a spirit of lack. You could have a spirit of depression. You could have a spirit of a winner. There are many types of spirits that you can have. The word spirit, let me explain what that phrase actually means. It's to have a certain mentality, a certain disposition, a certain mindset, a certain way of thinking. So when you hear the phrase, the spirit of, it's a fixed position of the way you think and the way you act and the way you speak. That's what the spirit of means. Now, whatever you attach to it is based on what is inevitably is going to be coming out of your mouth. Saints of the Most High God, let me remind you once again of this scripture. 2 Corinthians 1:7 says, God has not given us the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear is diametrically opposed against the spirit of faith. They are totally opposite. Here recently, due to the coronavirus, there has been panic in our country. A pandemic has taken place, which has gripped this nation. And I want to share with you tonight, just briefly, a definition of what fear does to you and how fear affects you. Fear impairs you. Fear creates a chain reaction. It brings dread and anxiety and panic. Your breathing, your muscles get tense, your body, everything about you, it goes into a different mode. We have to arrest that by overriding it with the spirit of faith. So what is faith? Let me explain faith in its simplest form. Faith is acting on what God said. Faith is believing that God told you the truth. Faith is walking in what God has given you as his word and believing that it's true. That is faith in its simplest terms. In Mark 11:22, it says, have faith in God. And I like to break that particular passage down. I'm not going to go into the details. You can read that passage at your leisure, which leads up to Jesus saying, have faith in God. But when I actually reviewed that one statement, have faith in God, there are three variations of that particular phrase. Number one, have faith in God. What make you think about Proverbs 3:5-6? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. And number two, it says, the next phrase would be, have the faith of God. Having the faith of God, to me, is just having the faith. But it's just there, as if you use it when you need to use it. That phrase, that's what it means to me. As if you had a spare tire in your trunk, and you pull it out when you had an emergency. But the last phrase, which really, really clenches my heart, which is the spirit of faith. It says, have the God kind of faith. So what is the God kind of faith? The God kind of faith calls those things that be not as though they were. The God kind of faith believes and speaks. The scripture says in 2 Corinthians 4:13, we having the same spirit of faith, we believe and we speak. So my friend, tonight, you have to settle down in scripture in your mind that God has given you the antidote. We need to inoculate ourselves on a daily basis with the word of God to make sure we're shored up, that we can stand against the enemy of everything that is coming upon this nation and around the world, all this fear and everything else. We need to override it with the word of God by having the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith believes the word of God, and the spirit of faith speaks the word of God. It declares what God has said in its own life. It stands sure against any obstacle, against anything that the devil may bring against it. So tonight, my friend, I hope that you have understood in a small way what the spirit of faith is. It is believing and speaking what God has said in his word. You believe it in your heart and you speak it out of your mouth against every circumstance, whether it's doubt, whether it's lack, whether it's fear, whatever may come against you in your walk with God, you stand firm. The Bible says that the just shall live by faith. This is our lifestyle. This is how we live on a daily basis. We override every single obstacle that the devil can bring in our way by walking in the spirit of faith. Believe it and speak what God has said you are, what you can do, what you have, where you are and where you stand. We're on top. We're not the tail. We're above only, never beneath. We walk in the spirit of faith on a regular basis. Thank you for joining me tonight, and God bless you. Amen.
We can't end the podcast tonight without giving those of you who do not know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior an opportunity to get to know Jesus, to get to know the Father as truly Abba Father. So Melvin will lead you at this point in a word of prayer.
Just share with you, if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please simply pray the following prayer in faith, and Jesus will be your Lord. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I am calling on you. I pray and ask Jesus to come into my heart and be Lord over my life, according to Romans 10:9-10, that if I shall confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I do that now. I confess that Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. I am now reborn. I am a Christian, a child of Almighty God. Hallelujah. I am saved. You also said in your word, if ye then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? In Luke 11:13, I'm also asking you to fill me with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, rise up within me as I praise God. I fully expect to speak with other tongues as you give me the utterance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your destiny is to